So, dude, what do you think of the wedding?
It's good. It's good. That's all I have, all I have to say, honestly.
Guys, season 4, episode, it's probably 36. I haven't updated yet. 35 or 36, most likely 36. With Nick and Fred. I'm your host, Nick, and today we got our good friend Brad Johnson co-hosting. Say
Hello,
welcome to the
hello.
people.
Hello. Hello, full circle people. Glad to be back.
So, Brad, before we get into everything, you had something you want to call us out about that is news to me, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I was driving up to the wedding. And I was, listening to your podcast as I do on long road trips. And towards the end of the podcast, the most recent podcast, you had some technical difficulties. I'm just going to point it out. Not great. You guys were cutting in and out. It was glitchy. And then your guest was completely not even, I couldn't even hear the audio from your guest at points. So the poll session was a mess. I'm sorry to come and inform you, but
No, I
production quality
apologize.
needs to be increased here. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. We do need to do better. On behalf of me, Fred, guys, I apologize. That's terrible. I can't believe we're taking this long to figure out. But to give, Freddie, she does the editing, to give him a little credit. Fred's been very busy with his big old wedding.
Yeah. I mean, I will gladly admit that's an excuse he can use. So, yeah, you're
Yeah, and that's the reason why he's not here on this episode. He is, enjoying himself after all the stressful events and everything, leading up to wedding. The wedding itself was awesome.
was
And
awesome. Yeah, I don't mean to downplay it by the intro, but you know, it was an awesome wedding.
yeah, I had a great time. So originally, me and Brad were like, we don't want to talk about it with Fred's not here. I don't want to like
Yeah,
steal his thunder or whatever.
exactly. It's his thing. It's his event. It's like a life. It's a big moment in your life, I'm trying to
Yeah, but I talked to Fred, and he's actually requesting that we talk about it. He wants to hear from our point of views because, he made a good point. He was like, he had to go out and take a bunch of pictures or even more than me. So you guess he wasn't there the whole time and he wants to hear our points of views. So let's get into it. Let's talk about the wedding. How about you? You go first. The scared
Yeah,
little baby. Let's talk about
scared little
you.
baby. So I took the drive from Greensboro to the OBX, and that was like 5 hours. Obviously, I don't know like your whole entire friend crew. Like they're kind of just acquaintances. So when I actually got there, it was kind of just awkward for me because I only had you really as like a main friend that was like able to like converse with me. So like you're part of the wedding party. So like I didn't have anybody. So I kind of just like chilled, got some hors d'oeuvres and little snacks and whatnot, and just had a couple beers by myself. But it wasn't until like later on when like we started dancing after dinner and whatnot that I actually kind of like mellowed out and started vibing with other people. So it took a bit for me to get acclimated, so to speak.
Oh, so you're talking about like the, not even at the, because you first you met us at the there was like a little rehearsal party where just anyone was invited, like rehearsal was quick and we all just chilled. So you
Yeah,
showed up to
yeah.
that. I remember you were nervous, but that was fine, right?
I
You
mean, I
had
was
me
still
there.
feeling like a little out of place, but I mean, everyone was like drunk, I feel like, when I got there, so it wasn't that
Yeah, that's
bad.
true.
But like when you're going to the wedding, like no one's really drinking before like the reception or whatever you want to call it. So it's just like, I don't know, it's a little awkward in terms of like introducing yourself and whatnot to other people. But I got through it.
But either way, you still had a good time, right?
I had a great time. Like I said, after dinner, it was just completely just a great time for me. Just interacting with people and interacting with you, dancing and whatnot. I get pretty crazy on the dance floor sometimes, as you probably saw.
I don't remember, but I'm sure you did.
I remember at one point Fred forced my suit jacket off of me. I was like, no, I'm comfortable in this right now. He's like, no, it has to come off right now. It has to come off. You have to undo
That's
more buttons.
amazing.
I was like, all right, this is happening. This is your request. This is your day. So we're doing it. But yeah, it was a fun time for sure. What's your perspective on the whole entire thing?
So first of all, yeah, I gotta say though, I do relate for you. I went to our mutual friend, Brian from college. I went to his wedding, and like I knew him, I knew the best man, and then had two of our other friends go. But otherwise, I didn't really know anyone, so I was like a little nervous. But you know, once you get in the groove, the first hour or so, you're feeling like, all right, yeah. So I had a great time there. But yes, at this wedding, as we said, I was in the wedding party as a groomsman. I had an amazing time. I loved it. And the only thing that was bad about it is I drank way, 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 way too much.
As one does at a wedding, all right? And it's customary, you know? Especially for like, the wedding party too, I feel like.
Yeah, but it was cool. Like, we got to sit out there for the ceremony, you know, sitting out there. It was really cool. Like, I appreciate being part of that moment. I don't want to talk about this moment too much because, you know, it's their special moment. You know, we're not trying to like take some of Fred's thunder away, but I did really appreciate being part of their, you know, their marriage and everything, the All wedding. Right, I
might kind
that.
Of ruin this, but I kind of want to ask you a question.
Okay.
I might ruin it for Fred, I mean. But did you tear up at all during the wedding?
So I did not like tear up. You know, I saw, I don't want to name, there are other people I've seen tearing up. Yeah. I was just, my problem, all right, as everyone knows, as I tell everybody, I have light retinas. Cass requested that we did not wear sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very bright out.
You probably couldn't see anything to get emotional about.
No, so I could see stuff, but I had tears in my eyes, most likely, but it was mostly because of the sun. But I was still like, not gonna lie, I was like very like touched, like, you know, like you can tell, you know, they really
like
each other.
Like, yeah, I felt the emotion. I felt like other people's emotion, so it kind of like affected me. And then I was like thinking to myself, like, if one day I get married, like, am I gonna fucking like bawl my eyes out? Like, I might. I fucking might. Like, I don't know.
I think you might. I mean, I
don't know, man. That's a scary thought because I don't want to kind of ruin the moment. I want to be like kind of, you know, confident and like, you know, say my words that I want to say to like my significant other. Like, that's a worry for me. But like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I really felt the emotion. It was kind of cool. I don't know. I really liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
Had a great time.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
Taking all the pictures and everything was kind of cool. Like, you know, we took all like the groomsmen pictures.
That's a different topic for me entirely because I didn't take enough pictures. I think I took like one or two.
I wish I took a picture with you.
I didn't take one with you. I didn't take one with Fred. I deeply regret that. But I guess I was, you know, less on my phone, so that's good. You know, in this day and age, I feel like we're on our phones way too much. But yeah, I mean, hopefully, like they had, you know, photographers there, so hopefully there's some like pictures of me and you. I think hang on. So I don't know if you remember this, but we were on the dance floor.
No. I
figured you wouldn't remember, but there was a romantic song that was playing and you had a beer in your hand and you're like, come over here. And so we both like did a little duet dance with our beers like high in the air, just dancing along to this like romantic song. And the photographer like immediately came over and started like snapping pictures of us. I was like, all right, whatever. But a little weird moment, but I think it's cool. Like, if we actually get those pictures, or if Fred gets those pictures, I think it'll be a funny moment. So,
yeah, like, I wish I took a picture. I don't think I took a picture of Cass. I didn't. I had a couple pictures of Fred. I didn't take a picture of you. I didn't take a picture of my other friends that were there.
Yeah. But
I think it's not a bad thing because, like, I was having so much fun. I wasn't thinking, like, oh, let me take a picture. I was just living in the moment. I was enjoying myself. I had a grand old time.
That's why I'm saying. It's, like, almost like a double-edged sword. It's probably the wrong terminology of it, but like there's pros and cons. Like we're not on our phones. Like that's a good thing, you know, be living in the moment, like you said. But yeah, we didn't get any pictures, so we can't like physically, you know, look at our moments that we had, you know, but whatever. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I just had a great time. Cause like, you know, unlike you, I knew most people there because, like, I've met a lot of Fred's family before. Fred's family is obviously awesome. I knew a lot of the friends there. So I just had a grand old time. But, yes, I guess we can talk about it. I drank way, way too much. I've already said it a million times.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember what I did. Luckily, I I don't think, I mean, I probably made a fool of myself. I'm not a super bad fool. I don't know. You were there. It wasn't
no,
super.
Man, I don't think you did, honestly. And you told me throughout the night, you're like, make sure I don't do anything stupid. I'm like, you're not going good. To. Like, you're okay. Not going to. Like, just chill out. You're good.
I did start on the dance floor. I started boxing out people.
I don't remember this. Okay, so what do you mean?
I very much remember this. I think I was doing it to a lot of like, you know, like Casey and Alyssa and Ryan. I was doing it to them. I started like boxing out people.
Oh, like, literally box out, like a basketball box out. Yeah. Yeah, I remember this. I remember this now. Yeah.
I was going crazy with that.
Yeah, I remember. And I think Casey was trying to do a spin move on you to get away from you, but I don't know if you actually kept boxing him out or not. I can't remember, but.
Yeah, I just remember boxing everyone out, and then I went to box out Alyssa, and she actually wrecked me, and I think I probably stopped after that.
Yeah, it was probably a smart move. Yeah.
But yeah, it was... Yo, I gotta say, by the way, the food. Taco bar. Let's talk about it. The food was a taco bar, salad bar, or pasta bar. I didn't have a pasta. I don't know if you did. You can speak on that if you did, but I had a taco.
I had the tacos as well. I wish I partaked in the pasta bar, but I did not, so... I don't even know what they had for selections for pasta. Do you know?
Dude, I don't know because I didn't have any pasta, but the tacos were so good, right? I thought
the tacos
that was...
were great. I mean, you had like the chicken, you had the beef, there's options, and you had the toppings all there. So I was pretty psyched for that. I'm a taco guy myself, so.
One of the best tacos I've ever had. I won't lie.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So, yeah. So we had the wedding. That was great. And then after... We went to the beach house that Cass and Fred were saying that Cass's sister rented. So we went and stayed there. We went there, right, for the after party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just passed out on the couch or whatever. Besides, one embarrassing story I have been told. The one bad thing I did.
It wasn't
You were
bad.
There for this. You remember this?
I was told about it. And I feel bad because I was supposed to, like, you know, keep an eye on you. But at the same time, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No.
So I think you're good.
Luckily, it wasn't. I still feel bad about it.
Yeah, of course you are. Like, immediately after the fact, like, learning of that. But, like, you're good.
So, apparently, Cass's aunt and I think someone else, they were in their room sleeping. And this is like a big, awesome beach house with four floors. Every room has its own full bathroom, which is awesome.
It's a great house. It was a fantastic house. Like, that's a $2 million house, I feel like. I could be lying by saying that, or it could be flubbing, but, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Nick.
No, you're not. It was amazing. It's like probably a $10 million, $5 million house. It's insane.
Yeah, maybe I was underplaying it then.
Yeah.
Maybe I was underplaying it. Yeah.
So
anyways, continue. Yeah.
But apparently, you know, so they're sleeping in their room because I think it was like 3 a.m., and for some reason, I walk in their room, and I go in their bathroom.
Oh, boy.
So what I was told, right, I was just told, I literally just talked to Fred on the phone. I guess I was very nice and cordial about it. I actually walked in, very nice and cordial, walked in, closed the door, like, didn't slam it or nothing, and I just went in their bathroom. And what I remember is James, who was actually, we had a guest, he was the guest on the show last week. He was a groomsman on Cassie's side. So apparently I'll go in their bathroom and they're like, what? This is weird. They had never met me before. And so they go get somebody. James comes in, grabs me, and is like, hey, bud, let's get out here, go to bed. And I was like, yeah, I guess it's, I don't know. I remember as far as I think I was like, okay, I guess it's time to go. And he guided me downstairs on the couch in the basement and put me to sleep. So James, if you happen to listen to this, shout out to you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Failed you. I was supposed to be there for you and I failed you. So I apologize.
Oh, you dude. You gotta enjoy yourself, right? Wasn't I? I heard I was just passed out on the couch mostly, right?
You were, and I was not laying with you, but I was like on the sofa next to you. I was on the sofa next to you, just like chilling, like on my phone, just making sure you're okay for like, I don't know, a good half an hour to an hour.
I appreciate it.
You seemed fine. You weren't like fucking convulsing or anything, so I think you were good. You know.
Yeah, but so that was the only bad thing that happened. But otherwise, the wedding was great. So, yes, you came on the night before and at the party before. I was actually out there a couple of days early. So, I flew into Raleigh. Fred picked me up. I chilled with him for 2 days. Had a blast. It was nice to hang out with him. And then Monday, I got dropped off by Tyler at the airport.
Yeah.
Monday when I woke up, just one of the not the worst I ever felt, but I felt awful.
Big hangover? Big.
It was such a bad hangover that I didn't start feeling the hangover until I was actually in the car driving away like at 11.
We got breakfast. We went to Duck Donuts together. You, me, and a couple other friends, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember you being bad or anything. You were acting completely normal. So it's crazy to think that your hangover hit like later on, essentially, right?
It literally hit probably once I got in the car, I was like, oh no.
Probably riding that stick shift car is probably not great for that either.
No, it's a little tiny ass seat too. So I was in there for like an hour and a half, just looking at the clock, counting down the minutes, got dropped off at the airport. So awful. I want to mention this because it's cool. Because Fred has a big family, right? On both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get up, I go up to the airport. Well, so first of all, I get to the airport, I feel so bad. I literally sit outside, I sit in the shade, nice breeze. I'm out there for like 30 minutes or so. I got there like 12:30. My flight didn't leave till like 4. It didn't start boarding until 4:30. So I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go inside. I go inside, sit for another half hour. And then I finally walk up in the airport. And what do I see? I see two of Fred's cousins and one of his uncles. So even though I feel like shit, I walk up. I'm like, hey, what's up? What are you guys doing? They're like, oh, we're about to go grab a bite if you want to join us. And I'm like, sure. And I doubt any of them listen to this, but anything I have to hear. I apologize for my lack of talking and just kind of sitting there. Like, I did talk a little bit, but I was feeling so terrible.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice. And I appreciated them inviting me to join them. And we just sit there and chatted for a little bit. And then I went outside again to take a little break. And then his uncle, Doug, you know, it was a was uncle there. He actually had the same flight as me back. And we had both had a layover in LaGuardia. So we actually grabbed dinner together. So it was nice chatting him and getting to know him more.
Yeah.
So that was cool. But
so hopefully you weren't hungover for the dinner, right? I'd assume.
No, by the time I got, no, so I actually ate, like, I actually got like a legit sandwich, ate it by the time of dinner. Started feeling better. Not getting a beer. Like, he ordered a beer. And I was like, oh, no. Or he got a wine.
I can't do that right now. That's going to trigger me.
But yeah, dude. Overall, amazing weekend. Fred will have plenty more to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm honestly looking forward to it, too. Just, like, from a, you know, groom's perspective, just understanding, like, how it went down and kind of, like, all the things that went into it. Because I was talking to him during the wedding, and he was like, thank God, like, this day is actually here now. Because, like, all this planning that went into it and everything else is just kind of a stressful kind of environment. So I'm curious to kind of like hear his thoughts and perspectives on like the actual event and actually coming to fruition and kind of experiencing it all. So I'm looking forward to that, honestly.
But yeah, is there anything else you want to add as your experience as a guest at Fred's wedding?
It was my first time at OBX. I kind of like the area. It just reminds me of like typical beach towns, like in Very Florida cool and whatnot. Area. Obviously like crazy houses, some cool places too that we kind of drove by. So I definitely kind of want to go back. I'm obviously in the North Carolina area, so it was cool to kind of see in a different part of North Carolina for sure.
Yeah. Let me know. I actually totally would go back there for like an extended weekend. If you ever want to go, honestly, let me know.
Get a little Airbnb situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they had like the Wright Brothers Museum. I wanted to go, but we didn't have time. And they had a couple other cool places that I wouldn't mind seeing. So I'm interested.
I love like the kind of environment or the landscape around there. Like you have like the marsh and you have like the beach and everything else. I don't know. It's cool vibe.
Yes. Cool vibe. And the golf course that we golfed on, which was, you know, at the venue for the wedding. Very cool. I don't know if it's worth $110, but it's very cool.
I'm sure there's like other courses that are even like better and more expensive around there just because of the amount of money that comes into OBX. So I'm kind of curious what other courses there are too. Like that could be a fun little, little adventure trip, you know, for us if we get an Airbnb.
All right. So I guess I'll say one last thing because I'm guessing Craig will be listening to this and he was kind of curious about what it was like being a guest, right? I was talking to one of our friends that was also at the wedding. and he was not, you know, he wasn't in the wedding party or nothing. He was just a guest there. Mm-hmm. And he said, so I didn't realize this because part of the wedding party, but so after we ate dinner, right, mm-hmm. the whole bridal party and everything went out for pictures. And I guess it took a while and you guys were just kind of chilling. And it was like,
yeah, yeah.
Where did everyone go? So I guess that was the only like weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that bad, right?
No, it was not bad. I got you a beer while you were taking pictures. I was like yes, you're okay, a little like a little servant, so I kept you kept you lubed up, you know.
I remember while you were taking that, pictures.
Actually. Yeah,
oh, that's funny.
And that was probably what the 12th time you took pictures during that day.
Yeah, so we took pictures at the house, which was kind of cool. I got to take a picture just me and Fred at the house.
Oh wait, can I mention one thing before I forget?
Yes.
Fred posted on Facebook. Also, this is going to kind of tie into the polls eventually, so we'll kind of circle back to this. But Fred posted a picture on Facebook of him and you guys, like the groomsmen party, whatever you want to call it, in the locker room, and him sitting down and you all around it. I just want to say that's a fantastic photo.
Dude.
I personally, I had to like it. Like, I felt guilty not liking it because it was a great picture. Great picture. So,
dude. One of the coolest pictures I've ever seen in my life. Fred is looking in the middle. Well, so for those who haven't seen the picture.
He's a stud.
Guys, go to Fred Hull's Facebook page. Most likely, if you're listening to this, there's a good chance you're friends with him. If not, request him. He's literally sitting down in a chair with his hands together looking like a mob boss. And then there's five, I think it's like five or six of us groomsmen standing around him in a half circle. Looks tough, right? It looks tough.
I don't want to get like too much into the wedding, obviously, because we want to have, you know, Fred talk about it too, but there was mention of a pimp hat to go with the suit because he's wearing a pink suit.
Oh, why, my God.
Why was that hat not available for that picture? That would have been the chair on the top, so to speak.
I don't think they got the hat. I never saw the hat. Fred will have to answer.
He'll have to answer that one, but...
Because, yeah, I never saw the hat. I think it was just like his cousins wanted that, and it's never happened.
And it never, you know, came to fruition. Yeah, I get that. But still a phenomenal photo. Hats off to you guys for doing that one. That was cool.
But yeah, so that's enough wedding stuff. Fred will have plenty to talk to, I'm sure, next week. Enjoy your week off, Fred. Hope you and Cass are having a great time. But yeah, so enough of Fred Hull. I got things to say, okay? I got things to say.
Get into it.
Now I got things to say. I'm pretty sure I didn't talk about this on the podcast yet, and I've been meaning to. And I didn't last time because we had James as a guest. So I didn't want to, you know, interrupt him. But I need to talk about this mm-hmm. at my work. I work at a little cubicle. I like it, as I said. And I work next to these big giant windows, and there's like bushes outside. So this was a couple Thursdays ago. By now, I can't remember exactly. It was a while ago. But I'm just sitting at work. Sitting at my desk, mind my own business. It's like, you know, later in the day, and there's a little bird. And he, like, is, like, pecking at the window and keeps flying in the window, right? So he does it, you know, once or twice. I'm like, oh, dumb little bird flying in the window. What an idiot, right? Not a big deal. And I'm like, not a big deal. He keeps doing it, and this bird keeps doing it. And I'm very concerned, and the bird's doing it for, like, almost the rest of the day.
That's how birds die. They fly into windows so hard, like, it leaves, like, blood and feathers on the window, and they just basically die because they get a concussion so bad that it's a brain injury, essentially.
Yeah, so he wasn't flying that high. It was kind of, like, pecking and whatnot, and it was very weird. So I just chalked up, like, weird, dumb little bird, no big deal. So then I come in. Tomorrow, the next day, it was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The bird's still doing it. The bird, same little dumb little bird's there. It's like pecking at the window, looking in the window. And I'm like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
So I researched it up.
Mm-hmm. What'd you find?
Apparently, little birds, when they lay their eggs, right, and have their little nest, and now's around the time when birds are, you know, having their eggs with, you know, the nests with the eggs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're very territorial of their area, especially from other birds, because they don't want anyone to come and eat their eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is that dumb little bird, his nest was in one of the bushes right outside the window, and the windows on my at my office building are reflective. So little dum-dum goober dum-dum bird saw his reflection and kept pecking at it and kept attacking himself.
I feel like that's a common occurrence, unfortunately, you know? If you own a house in, like, the woods or whatever, like, you're going to have that happen. I think that happened to my parents' house when I was, like, obviously a kid. But, yeah, it's weird. It's a continuous pattern, essentially.
Yeah.
Because they won't stop.
No, right. So I looked it up, and it said, basically, it's going to keep doing that until the eggs hatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how long is that going to take?
And how long is it going to take? What was the answer from Google?
10 to 14 days.
That's kind of a long time to be dealing with that at work. I mean, that's kind of an annoyance, I'd say.
It's not that bad, but I'd just be working here like, do. It was
can
like a little spurt where you'd go
can
at
ask you a
it
question?
And then stop. Yes.
Are you a headphones in when you work type of guy or what?
Eh, sometimes. Sometimes if I'm feeling it.
Gotcha. So yeah, that would be distracting for me. If I was in your shoes, not using like headphones or whatever, that'd be distracting for sure.
Yeah, so it was doing that for like the past 2 weeks. I came into work yesterday, which was Tuesday, you know, after being... So when I left last week to go to North Carolina for Fred's wedding, the bird was still attacking the window and crap, and it had been like almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I came back to work Tuesday, no bird attacking it. It's very relieving. But yeah, that was something bum that happened.
Have you tried checking the ground next to the window?
No, so like there's bushes. It's got to be like it's in the bushes, the nest.
No, I'm saying the possibly dead bird.
No, it's dead.
It like, it's very like, well window... could. That's exactly how it happens is like they swoop in to attack the other bird, right? But in this case, the other bird is just himself in a glass window, so it's going to ram itself into it. That's what happens sometimes. I'm just saying, check the ground. If it stops before that 14-day window, there's a possibility there's a dead bird on the ground.
It wasn't the window.
All right. So it was outside the window.
Yeah. It's definitely all good now because the window is like, literally, like, it's 8 feet tall window sealing the ground, so I can
I meant the window of 14 days, though. Is it outside of that?
Yes, it's outside of the window, so it's safe. Okay. No dead bird.
Okay, just making sure. That would have been a tragic ending to the story entirely, so.
No, the bird, okay, it just finally stopped. I just, you know, I had to bring it up. I know it's a little late now because the bird stopped not annoying me anymore, but I did get many videos of it. I'm just looking at his little turd. He's pecking it, you know, it's... I didn't know that the thing, so if you guys are ever wondering why a bird keeps repeatedly flying in the window near your house, there's a nest nearby and it's tagging its reflection.
It's being protective. It's good knowledge to know.
So, Brendan.
Yeah.
I wanted to have you on the show a couple weeks ago. I know we're a month out. We're almost a month out from it happening.
Mm-hmm.
But you went to the NCAA men's basketball championship game between Purdue and UConn that UConn won in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about it. You want to talk about it? I want to hear your experience. I'm very curious how that was.
So, first of all, I want to call out you. I invited you to this national championship game.
You did.
I said I would cover all expenses except for $100 that you'd have to pay out of your pocket. This man denied me because he said he couldn't get time off of work. Couldn't get time off of work.
Dude, anyways, it was tough, dude. I would have to take like it was like 2 days off. It was just like a really tough to get out there
when
for the flight.
Like, but like think about it, Nick. Like when are you gonna get this opportunity again where you like you know for I mean, at least for me, I knew for certain that they were gonna win that game. I don't know about you.
I didn't, and I was terrified.
I was kind of certain. I bet $15,000 on them to win. So,
which is,
I was confident. You know.
You bet $15,000.
And I didn't win that much. I don't want to like say I won like a ton off that. Like I was betting minus 300 odds.
But yeah, still, that's why it's crazy. You're crazy.
Yeah, but like I was confident, and I would have bet even more if you came. I was gonna bet on the UConn to win by 10 plus points. and I would have gotten probably like, you know, enough to cover, you know, a lot more than both of our trips, you know, so.
Plus money. Ugh, dude, I know I was just one. I know I'm a little bit superstitious. I don't want to go to a game and jinx it. It's really
Nah.
tough. It was like, you know, it was kind of far away in Arizona, so it'd be tough on the flights.
Yeah, I mean, I get
And then
that.
the time off also, because I got to take a lot of time off for like golf days or whatever. But
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, man. I understand that. But
like
you
and
missed
then
out on a great moment. That
I understand
being.
that. It's just also the views, because I don't know, like, you know, the view on TV is great.
It's not bad. Yeah. I mean, I will be honest. I bought the cheapest seats I could, which were $200 at the time. So I also want to preface this. I was never going to buy the tickets like way in advance. I literally waited until they were officially, you know, going to the national like championship game to like buy the
Oh, yeah, you don't want to
tickets.
jinx it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm very superstitious, I'll be honest. That's just how I am. So yeah, I mean, I paid for like $200 seats, cheapest available. Was not sitting at a great seat, but I think middle of the fourth, I moved like all the way down, and I got like
That's
great
awesome.
view. Because no one stopped me, because like all the Purdue fans were kind of like leaving, and I was like, "There's a lot of game left. Like, why are you leaving?" So I went all the way down. No one stopped me. Watched the rest of the game. Got to see them like bring out everything, the confetti, the championship trophy, everything else. So it was great. It was a great experience just to be able to see that and experience that. I'm probably not going to go to like another like championship title game for a while. I don't even know if I'm in my lifetime, but it was great, honestly. Like I'm talking about like Super Bowls and everything else. Like I don't see myself going to those. So it was just great just to see my alma mater kind of, you know, take home the victory kind of thing.
No, that's awesome. I'm glad you had a great time. Even though you're just you, right? Even though it's just you.
It was just me. I also, you know, invited my ex as friends, because she lives in Arizona. She lives pretty close to Phoenix. So I invited her out. Obviously, for, you know, multiple reasons, she didn't want to go. So it's fine, whatever. So yeah, I did go alone. It was kind of like a weird experience in the beginning. Just kind of like doing things on my own. But I ended up kind of going to like I don't even what you want to call it, but like the campus around the stadium where they have like the Final Four events. Like they have like a dunk tank for like shooting basketballs. They literally had like a dunk contest. Obviously, not many people can kind of participate in that, but they had different events like Steve Nash. You can kind of go and visit him, take a picture with him next to a fucking Nissan. But I mean, it was cool.
So,
So I experienced that, and I was able to kind of like just kind of forget about everything and kind of have fun. I just kind of lived in the moment. And after that, it was kind of like pretty peaceful, you know?
yeah, actually, I don't know if like, I kind of want to like branch off. You know, I know we're talking about the game right now, but talking about doing stuff on your own, I feel that's like a very important thing that people should do, and people should do it more,
Yeah, and just to
which
be
is
able to
be
be comfortable
comfortable.
doing it. It's a very awkward experience. It's like
Doing
similar
things
to like
alone.
the wedding, like me going to a wedding that I'm not, you know, like I don't have a bunch of friends. Like it's a similar kind of a vibe in terms of just like being comfortable being yourself, being alone. I mean, I had fun though. Like I treated myself. I went to I think JD is like a shoe store. I got new shoes. Literally threw my old shoes out, just wore those new shoes out. And then I went to Sunglass Hut.
That's
They had
funny.
a like 50% deal on like Ray-Bans. So I got new Ray-Bans. I literally
Ooh.
I made it the whole entire kind of trip as like a self date kind of thing. I just treated myself.
Treat
I
yourself.
exactly, you know, just treat yourself like you would like a different, you know, significant other. Like I think people need to do that more often.
I agree. And I think that's awesome that you did it. And you just chilled alone, even though no one's there.
Yeah, even though
But
your
yeah.
bitch ass didn't come. Yeah.
Hey, I helped you treat yourself, right?
Yeah, inadvertently, yeah, you did.
So yeah. guys, do stuff on your own, all right? Do stuff on your own.
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable doing that.
But back to the game. You got anything else, or?
I will say that there were a ton of Purdue fans. I was texting Nick throughout my experience, and I was like, dude, like, this is not a home game whatsoever. This is, like, the furthest thing from it, because Purdue fans traveled well. I think you alluded to the fact that this is obviously our second in a row trip to the national title game. So, I mean, obviously, like, there's going to be less fans or less passion, I guess, as opposed to Purdue, where, like, they've never been here before kind of thing. Not never been here before, but never been here in a long time kind of thing. So that was, like, them just, like, traveling in, you know, groups and whatnot. They came in pretty heavy in terms of a crowd. And I was literally surrounded by Purdue fans in my seat originally. That I had. So every time, like, UConn had a great possession, I was, like, cheering, and it was kind of awkward because it's like, we're kind of killing them. But it was fun. I was very competitive, and I had quite a few beers. I do want to mention that the beers were, I think, 16 to 18 a pop. And I had about, like, 6 to 7 of those throughout the course of the day.
You were treating yourself.
Treating myself on a date. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I had fun. I had fun. Yeah,
it's good to hear, though. I mean, hey, UConn won. I think they might even 3-peat. I don't know. I don't want to jinx it.
I think they might.
You can never know. Dan Hurley's the goat.
The team's looking good. The team is looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. How about we get in the polls, though? You know, we're about halfway through, as Fred likes to say. Before we get in the polls, though, you yourself had, like, a little bit of a poll question you wanted to ask the people.
Yeah. So it's related to the wedding, right? I rented a suit. The reason why I rented the suit was because I have two suits at my house and my parents' house in Connecticut, right? So I didn't want to drive or fly back just to get a suit. But I also just wanted to have a different option, because the past couple weddings that have been, I've just worn this, like, blue suit that I really like. And I just want to switch it up. So I basically ordered or rented a gray suit. And I did that, like, last minute. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you. but anyways, so I rented the gray suit. And after I ordered it, I decided, you know, I probably should get a tie too. Why not? Because I like the color of the tie that they have on their website. So I added that to the order.
Oh, wait. Your mic broke up a little bit.
Sorry. So I'm going to repeat myself. I'm going to go all the way back.
Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So I got a gray suit because I wanted to have a different color, right? And then once I ordered it, I decided, you know, they had a little option, right? It was like, add to your order after you order. So I was like, you know what? There's an option for a tie. I like that tie. I'm just going to, you know, add to the order. So I added to the order. And then little did I know, a couple days later, I received my suit, and it's two suits, exact same size, everything. But one of the suits had a tie in it, essentially. So I think they messed up the order entirely and just sent me two suits because I basically added another item to the order. Anyways, my question is, what would you do if you're sent two of something and the company is potentially not aware of that situation? Would you try to keep the suit? Would you return the suit? What do you do? What's the most, I guess, morally or ethically right decision?
Keep it. Think?
You think so?
Yeah, they sent you two.
I mean, they're a huge company, right? So it's like, it's not much money to them. It's not a great suit. It's probably like 400 retail altogether. So, I mean, you're not getting a great suit to begin with. And obviously, it's being rented out to other people. So it's not like a brand new suit. So I feel like, you know, it's not that bad if I keep it. But I'm curious to see, like, what the full circle, you know, listeners kind of think.
Yeah, let's see what they think, but no, just keep it. I would just keep it, especially since it's like, you know, like you said, a big company. I would see, you know, a little different, you know, maybe like, you know, it's a smaller company or something like that. All right, I guess I'll return it. But a big company like that.
I mean, I will say that if they reach out to me and they're like, hey, we're missing a suit, I'll pay money to give the suit back. Like, morally, yeah. I have to, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
But if they don't say anything, you know, they don't say anything, you know? I feel like there's no harm in that, but maybe I'm a bad person. And that's what I'm trying to understand based on your listeners.
We'll see what the listeners say. I'm guessing most of them are going to agree with you. All right. I think you'll be good there.
We'll see.
But I feel guilty.
I feel a little guilty.
So we got the polls up, right? Mm-hmm. I put them up this morning, so we got plenty of votes. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to look at them at all?
I voted, brother. Come on now.
Dude, no, you're not supposed to vote if you're on the show, partner.
Yeah, but I want you to know, like, kind of how I vote so you can talk about it better. I mean,
all right.
Sorry for an active listener, I guess, you know.
We also got Fred's vote. I made sure Fred voted. So the first poll that I put up, which we talked about last episode, which is, which shoes do you like best? So me, James, and Fred all had a pair of shoes we liked. James had the VHS T120 shoes, which are like a little high top shoes that kind of look like VHS. Very cool. Mm-hmm. I would totally buy them if they weren't high tops. Fred had the Anaheim Ducks band high top shoes that he picked.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Had an Anaheim Ducks logo on it. And then I had the Scoot Zeros, the Scoot Henderson shoes, the Northern Light ones. They're pink, like light blue and black. I think they're dope.
All flashy shoes.
Yeah, we had 24 votes. We had, and Fred, unsurprisingly, Fred Hull shoes won. Voted on them. Yeah, the Anaheim Duck shoes won with 12 votes.
No, go back. You said Fred voted?
Yeah, Fred was allowed to vote because you're on the show.
Yeah, but you just ridiculed me for voting myself.
You're on the show. Fred's not on the show today.
Yeah, but, like, come on now.
I wanted the people to know what he picked.
All right. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, it is his podcast. It's his podcast. You know, I'll give him that. I want to know what Fred answered to, honestly.
Yeah, so the Anaheim Ducks, they won with 12. The VHS shoes were second with 8. And my shoes only got 4 votes, but I appreciate all 4 votes. Shout out to IG Matt Nicole.
I'll admit I voted for the VHS ones. I think they're not too flashy, got a little flash. I think they would suit, you know, normal wear, normal outfits.
Yeah, you know,
whereas the other ones, you kind of have to like build your outfit towards that, or you kind of have to, I don't know, use them athletically, like you are going to, right? With those scoots, right?
Yep.
But, you know, that's my input.
All right, so the next one, we also talked about it last episode. Do you like the N logo and the New Balance? You know, I was talking about how much I hated it. I cannot recall what Fred said he actually liked them, and I think James didn't mind it either. So we had the options were yes, no, or indifferent. We had 28 votes on this one. We had 11 yes, 9 no, 8 indifferent. So it's very even and mixed across the board, but it was edged out that people liked it the most. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna disappoint you, but when I was in Phoenix replacing my shoes, I bought New Balance.
Was that N logo on it?
With the N logo on it.
Oh,
no, but it blends in. It's all like uniform. It's all one color. It's monotone. Like
ugly. You know? Ugly.
No. Fred made a comment on my shoes. He liked them.
No, I'm not saying the shoes aren't bad. I just think the logo's ugly. It makes him less.
I mean, I feel like as you get older in age, like you appreciate the N more. You appreciate it more, man.
I don't.
It's a real dad shoe. It's a real.
I don't.
Once you get up there in age, man. Once you get up to my age, you know, you'll find out.
I'm still a flashy shoe kind of guy.
You got flashy shoes?
What?
You can find them. New Balance has Velocity shoes. You can find them. I'll find them for you.
Yeah, not with that N logo. I'll tell you what. Next poll. All right. So next poll was something. It was I want to make this a little bit discussion point, right? And it was, are you a fan of camel pattern clothes? Because I was actually watching the 76ers Knicks game that you were watching last night.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. Whatever his Fantastic name is, I can't game. Recall. Maxie went off. He saved Embiid for now.
Absolute fucking dynamite shot. Like logo shot to tie the game. That was incredible. I didn't expect that to go in. I was rooting for it to go in, but I didn't expect it to go in. Fantastic shot. He had a fantastic game. Anyways, continue. I'm sorry.
So while I'm watching the game, pans to, you know, the bench. And one of the guys in street clothes is wearing these camel pants. You know, they're like red and like sand color or whatever, right? And I was just like, you know, it reminded me, like, I absolutely despise camel clothes. I think they're ugly. You know, I know some people like them and they can make it work. I just think they're ugly. Thoughts?
So again, I answered this poll. I said no, essentially. Like, I don't vibe with the camel patterns. I don't think I could pull it off. I feel like there's some outfits you could probably pull it off, but yeah, in terms of me, I'm probably avoiding it. I don't think I would ever buy something that's like camel print, unless it's like a fucking hat or something like that. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I just think not even if I'm even someone else wearing it, I think it's ugly. I'm sorry, but
really, you're gonna judge someone else for what they're wearing? What if they're wearing New Balances and camo print pants? How much do you hate them?
I don't hate them. I'm just like, wow, that's a weenie. I ain't trying to be your friend. All right?
Don't talk to me. Don't come around me. I don't want to be near you.
Like, we ain't got the same taste, clearly.
I ain't vibing with it. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, so we had 27 votes on this, and looks like most people agree with us. 19, no, hate camo, but there were 8 people who liked it. You know, eight people, whatever, they're weirdos.
I feel like that's a strong response towards non-camo. Strong response.
And the final poll was another one I put up because I kind of want to discuss it because, you know, all right, so basically the final poll was, do you typically comment/like posts on social media? So, like, on Reddit, do you make comments on Reddit? Do you upvote other comments? On Instagram, do you like photos? Do you comment on your friends' photos?
Because
I'll tell you what, I don't mean to do it on purpose, and I feel bad, and I started being more, like, realizing.
Active.
I never like anything, and I never comment on anything. And it's not on purpose. I'm just scrolling and never think to like it.
Can I give you my perspective on this?
Yes. So I will say
I'm the same effort. I'm the same way as you, right? So it's like, I don't really comment or like at all. I have a Reddit account. I have Instagram, everything else, right? But I will like a photo just to establish that I'm still caring for that person, essentially, right? Like, I'll do it in that sense, but I won't comment or anything like that. So for instance, I can bring this back to the Fred Hoole picture. Like, I love that photo and I need to kind of express, my love for Fred or whatever and love for the picture. So I need to send that but if I have so many followers or whatever, I'm not liking every single picture that comes across my feed. I feel like some people do that, but what are your thoughts on it? And
I'm the same way. And even my friends' photos, I used to never like them or nothing. And it's not because I didn't like them. I was just kind of I just never do. And then I recently started I'm trying to make a concerted effort to like all my friends' photos because, I, like you said, I want them to know, hey, I appreciate you. I love you. You know, this is a cool picture or whatever. And I got to make sure I like it. And I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to do it on purpose. That's just me, I'm just scrolling. Yeah. I don't really think I don't want to make a comment especially Reddit's a little different, but I don't need to make my dumb old comment on Reddit blah, 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 blah. Who cares, right? Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, I will occasionally upvote or updo, as they call it, on Reddit. if there's like a comment that is like kind of just getting harshly downvoted or like not respected, occasionally I'll do that. But that's like
I do the same
once every month, not even. But yeah, I'm not really, I have a Reddit account. I don't actively use it in terms of like comments and whatnot like that. So
it seems like we're the same. So it's a little too bad. Maybe next episode, if Fred remembers, he can touch on it because he voted yes that he likes that he, you know, he's a commenter and liker. And as you, for everyone who knows Fred and has him on social media, he is a person to comment and like on your post. That's
he's
the kind
a,
of guy
he's
he is.
A big social media guy.
Yeah, he's a big social guy. Media guy. And I gotta say, people tend to agree more with Fred than us. We had 29 votes. 19, yes, they're commenters, they're likers, but there were 10 total votes that were like, no, I'm not a big commenter or liker, so we're not alone.
So I guess we need to be more active, I guess, Nick. We need more active.
You're right. I got to try to be more active. Maybe, you know, I'll comment stuff on Fred, like, hey, you're Fred Hool. Hi. I mean, I don't, you're... me, dude, by the way.
Yeah.
One of the bad things about not posting, not getting many pictures, I never post stuff either.
Yeah, and this is probably an event you want to post because, you know, Fred's a great friend of yours, right? So it's like,
yeah,
you want to maybe kind of like, you know, appreciate him and post something and you have nothing. But yeah, I mean, he'll have photos for you and you can kind of repost those. So, I mean.
Yeah, so. Because, you know, it's a big day
still
for him and Cass.
Man. Still in the cards.
Well, like, I'm looking at my Instagram right now. And I was posting, like, one photo a year. But
when it was
I
your last post?
My
that
last
is the
post.
First question we should ask.
Yes, my last post. So right now it is May 1st, 2024. My last post was October 3rd, 2022.
That's 2 years, if my math is correct.
Yes, it's almost 2 years. Yeah. It was back when I got a hole-in-one at my family golf tournament. I, of course, wanted to post that.
So you're saying your hole-in-one is more important than Fred's wedding, is what you're saying?
No. If you look at my photos, actually, it's actually kind of funny. If you look at my photos.
No, I'm just messing with you.
But this is funny, right? You look at my photos, right?
Yeah.
Me, hole-in-one. Oh, picture me and Fred. I came out and visited Fred. Oh, look at picture of me and Fred. We won the B-Dubs golf scramble. Oh, look, a full circle picture. Oh, look, a picture of me and Fred, B-Dubs scramble. And then it's me golfing in Mexico. Another picture of me and Fred. Picture of me and some other friends running a half marathon. All right, yeah. But yeah, a lot of the recent ones are all Fred. When I visit Fred or whatever.
I mean, obviously your appreciation for Fred goes a long way. I mean, I'm looking at your Instagram now, and it goes a long way, so I feel like even if you don't post something for the wedding immediately, I don't think it matters. I think Fred still appreciates who you are. He obviously loves
you. I hope
you.
He does. But no, I know. Now I'm regretting not getting a picture with you, pal. I can't be like, hey, me and Brendan.
I do regret that. Like getting a picture with you and getting a picture with Fred. Like obviously Fred was pretty busy throughout the night and just enjoying himself. Yeah. So I didn't want to like intervene. But yeah, I mean, I do kind of regret that, and I'm not gonna lie. Yeah,
I think I actually most. I mean, she was busy, but I do definitely regret. I don't think I got a pic. I mean, at least on my phone, that I know of, I didn't get a picture with Cass. I definitely feel bad about it. I wish I did, but you know, she's super busy. And I don't want to bother her. You know, I don't want to bother people. Yeah. But
that's also a weird dynamic in terms of like being a guest at a wedding. Is like you don't want to. I don't know. Inconvenience the bride and groom, right? Like you're just trying to make sure they're having a great time, so it's understandable, honestly.
But that's it for the polls. And what fun fact? I guess I gotta do fun fact, huh?
Yeah, what's your fun fact?
What you munching on, by the way, pal?
Sorry, I'll stop.
Yeah, but calling you out.
I got a little hungry.
You can't wait till after the show, buddy. I'll tell you what, you're filling in for Fred great right now by eating food. I'll tell you that.
I thought it would fit well. Yeah, so I just kind of continued on what I was doing, you know.
It sure does, but so the fun fact, It's not really a crazy fun fact. You know, I, like I said, I was busy, blah, 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 guys. Sorry, just excuses that you don't really care about. Did you guys know Dave & Buster's is going to allow customers to bet on arcade games?
I did hear about this. Yeah.
It's wild. How do they ban arcade games?
So I didn't do the research into it. I think you might have done more research into it. How does it work, essentially?
So it's going to be like me and you are at Dave & Buster's. We both got the Dave & Buster's app. That's a special app that, you know, whatever they do. Through the app, me and you can be like, hey, I bet you $5 I beat you right now in Pop Shop. Right? You know, a little basketball thing? And then we play.
Well, why not do that on Venmo, though? Why not do that on Venmo? What's the purpose of them even announcing this is what I'm saying, you know?
So here's the thing is, right? Say you're at Dave & Buster's and you're just there chilling alone. Or like you're there shooting and there's some guy you don't know and you think he's hot shit making a bunch of shots and you're like, oh yeah, pal, I bet I can score more than you. And he's like, oh yeah, put your money where your mouth is. Then boom, you bet some random dude $5 and then you beat him.
Okay,
then he beats you up in the parking lot, steals your money.
It could be more secure, yeah, than like Venmo or something like that. Like
for
you
random
have
people,
the app,
yeah.
You're already using it, like because you're at the place, right? So yeah, I can see that's more convenient, but when I read that, read the news about this, I assumed it was going to be like virtual horses, kind of like a horse track or whatever, like horse racing.
No.
And
betting
on virtual horses. That's what my first thought went to. And I was like, I'm kind of into that. Like I can do that, but how you explain it now is like totally different. So I still like that though. It's a good premise. Just being able to be like competitive in a arcade environment with other people that are randos, essentially. Like I think that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. So, I think it was cool. I do think it's funny. I saw some memes, and it's like people like me betting on 9-year-olds playing arcade games. Like so, like people are like, you know, like 2 9-year-olds are playing, and you're like, come on, like that.
I'd be worried about like the 9-year-old that's like a shark, right? That just like hangs out with Dave & Buster's because he knows he looks old and is not competitive. And then he just like wipes the floor with everybody because he knows like the machine or the arcade game or whatever it is. I can see that happening.
Funny. That's cool. I mean, I don't know. Hope that happens. But yeah, so we're getting late in the show. I know we said we want to talk about the Euphoria disc. I got a golf story.
I think you should talk about a golf story for sure.
Yes. I really want to talk about this because it's comical and ridiculous at the same time. And I'm sorry, guys. I guess if you're not like a golfer, you won't find this as funny, guys. I apologize. But still, I think you can get some entertainment out of it. So I'm playing in my golf league. I know it's every Wednesday, and I get out working out early for it, which I like. And my good friend Casey, he's my golf partner. So it's a hand. So we just play 9 holes. You match. So you have a team of 2, but you each are matched up with like an individual person, and it's handicapped. So like my handicap, I think, is like really atrocious right now. It's like a 13, but the guy's playing Stunkel's an 18. So I had to give him 5 strokes. That means on 5 of the 9 holes, I had to give him like 1 stroke on each of the holes, right? That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying that a 13 handicap is bad? Like, what? All right,
that's
whatever.
13
continue.
For 9. For me, it's bad. I'm normally
okay,
playing better.
Yeah.
That. It's going right. to go lower
for
me.
I didn't know it was 9, so that's
different. Yeah, no. It's currently bad. I'm going to lower it, though. I just had a couple bad rounds at the beginning of the year. Anyways.
Okay, go on.
This guy I'm playing, 18 handicaps. The highest he can be, that's the limit we can do. Mm-hmm. He's a new golfer. Right? Mm-hmm. And he doesn't swing the ball. I can't hit the ball far.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going off on the first tee. And I hit a monster drive. And this guy hits his, like, a little drive, like, 50 yards off. I'm not... I would make this clear. I am not judging this guy on his play at all right now. Everyone needs to start somewhere. You all start very bad.
So I'm still guy, there. I'm still there.
Right?
But, yeah. Go.
And this guy's hitting the shots. And he's, like, boop, hitting 50 yards. He's actually... I'll give him credit. Not all of them. Like I'd say at least... 75% of them he hits kind of straight, but he hits them very low and they're kind of rollers and they go like 50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So hitting his shots, boom, 1, boom, 2, boom, 3, boom, 4. It's like 6 by the time he gets to the green. No, 7 by the time he gets to the green, then like 2 putts. He gets a 9. And we do the max you can do just the speed of play is 4 over par. So it's like the max, the first hole is a par 4, so max you get an 8, say a par 5, max you get 9, par 3, max you get 7.
Yeah.
So the first hole is one of the tougher holes, par 4, so I got to give him a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
And I like fucked up and I got a 6. But whatever, this guy took a million strokes to get on the hole. He clearly got like at least, he clearly got like 8 or 9. I'm like, I'm not worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a scorecard in my head. Everyone, what do you get? Jeff and Casey, you know, the other guy playing, blah, blah. I got this, I got this. I'm like, I got a 6. He's like, I got a 7. And I'm like, and I'm driving, I'm going back to the cart. Me and Casey looking at each other, like, no way, you got a 7, blah, blah, blah. Not a big deal. Get out of the cart, like, oh, hey, buddy, I think you got an 8. And he's like, yeah, no, I got an 8. Whatever. Not a big deal. When you're a new golfer, it's kind of tough to keep track of all.
Can I mention something real quick?
Yeah, hop in anytime.
All right, so I want to say you're Rain Man because I literally kind of forget my strokes when I'm playing, and you're always on top of it. So I want to say that whatever you're saying right now has some validity and some truth behind it because you're Rain Man. I don't know how you do it, like in terms of like other people's strokes and whatnot, but continue.
My last partner, a little side story, my last partner I mentioned him before, he was, you know, he wasn't the greatest, you know, not as bad as the guy's playing
counting
today.
Strokes.
And mm-hmm. he was also terrible at counting up his strokes, so I literally had to, almost every hole, just tell him what he had, because otherwise he'd get it wrong.
Yeah,
and
your experience.
So, yada, yada, yada. So we go do that. I'm like, not a big deal. Everyone gets it wrong. Next hole, par 5. I don't have to give him a stroke, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it's like so, you know, we're playing against him, and it's like a long, long hole, like 500 yards. And off the tee, he like lifts his head up and the ball goes sideways and it only goes about 5 yards. His drive,
yikes.
Right?
Yikes.
I hit my drive nice and down, like pretty far down there, just in the rough.
Happens to the best of us, you know?
Trickled off the tee. Whatever, not a big deal. Like I said, he's a beginning golfer. None of this is to make fun of his golfing skills or whatever. He just started.
Mm-hmm.
So normally when you're playing real golf, you have to put that on the back on the tee or hit it from that spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything because it's only the second hole and like I'm still trying to win the match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I still got to get a lot of strokes. And his partner's like, hey, just put it on the tee and re-tee up.
Mm-hmm.
Not even asking me. And I'm like, whatever, not a big deal. Let him tee up. And he hits it and he hits it like 50 yards. Yada, yada. So he goes down, hits them all, a bunch of balls like 50 yards. By the time he gets to the green again, it's like he has like an 8 or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 8 or 9. Then he like 2 putts. So he definitely gets like way over the max, correct?
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. And I think I had a good hole. I had a one bad shot, ended up getting a bogey, hit a nice long putt. So I get a 6. So they're telling everyone, what's your score? Yada, yada, yada. This guy says he's got a 7.
When he probably should have gotten a 9.
Oh, for sure. He for sure got a 9.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not giving a stroke, so I don't care in that regard. But me and Casey are now like, we're looking at each other like, No way, I got seven. This is actually ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that happens, right? We get the hole. Now we get the third hole, par 4.
Mm-hmm.
All his boop. He just hits his 50-yard shots, takes him like 6 shots to get to the hole. I don't know. He takes a bunch of shots and he says, you know, clearly has an 8 max. Says he got a 7.
Mm.
So basically, it ends up. I can't tell. I don't call him out because I ended up playing good and it wasn't a big deal. But basically, this guy lied about a score on every hole egregiously. Dude, like, it was so egregious. It was comical. Me and Casey were laughing. We were like, he'd be in the fairway and we started counting his shots for fun. So the next par 5, he's not on the green yet. He's 100 yards out. He's hitting his 7th shot and he hits it. And Casey's like, that was his 7th. And I'm like, no, don't worry. He's going to have a 7 at the end of the hole. And he has like 5 more shots after that. And he says he got an 8. No, he says he got an 8, right? And on that hole, I fucked up and got a 7.
So that would mean he one putted, essentially, right?
Yes. No, that would mean he hit that ball on the green, which he didn't, and one putted.
Yeah.
He actually hit it into the bunker, got out of the bunker. I swear he threw it out of the bunker with his hand. I wasn't looking very closely, but it was too good of a shot.
Little hand wedge?
Yeah. Either way, so that happens, and he says he got an 8. I got a 7. I'm giving him a stroke.
So you're tied.
Yes, so I'm tied, and that kind of matters because I need to win a hole.
Yeah.
So at this point, five holes in, it's so ridiculous and egregious. Like, I like my buddy, my old partner Joe. He would get the score wrong, but he'd always be within one to two. I'll give him credit. He would forget one bad duff.
Yeah, but this guy is like three egregious to four. It sounds like
3 to 4. Yes, it was so bad. I literally just wrote him in for a 9. I didn't even try to correct him. I just wrote a 9, and he didn't notice because I was like, "You clearly got like 100 on the
hole." Oh my!
So I played 9 holes with this guy,
mm-hmm.
and 1, maybe 2. The last hole he did say he got an 8 when he got probably more than 8, but that's the max. But 1 hole, maybe 2, did he tell the truth of his score?
Yikes!
So I was just curious, what would you do in this situation? Just a little more background on my league. It's like a competitive league. You know, you're trying to win, but it's not super, super serious. But it is, you know, serious enough.
Let me ask you this question. I can't remember, right?
Well, but you played in it. That's
what
right.
are the prizes? What are the kind of winnings you can potentially get by being your competition, I guess?
Like, if you get first place in here, you get like, you split like 300. I think second place splits 200 and first place splits 100. So,
and
you know,
you're
if you
putting money into this league?
So, basically, like, the league costs, I think, what? So, including like 18 to 20 weeks, I forget how much. You pay like $640. I think it costs $640 or $680 for the year.
That's my question is, I'm asking you, are you contributing to the prize
pool? Winnings, yes.
All right, so then that changes the game completely. You have to bring it to who's ever in charge of running this like a tournament or kind of
it's a league. Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't figure out the word. You'd have to bring it up to them. Obviously, like, you kind of mentioned it to him, like, oh, I think you got like this on this hole, and he was not receptive to it, and he kept doing it. So it's like, I don't think you mentioned it to him at all. Like, he's going to be who he is. He's obviously dishonest. He's putting whatever he wants on the card. So you obviously have to just bring it to like the leader of the league, honestly. So, what are your thoughts? What are your immediate thoughts after that situation?
He's new to the league. Right, it's his first year playing in it, and this is the fourth week, so he's played 3 other people. So I told, you know, the guy who runs the league happens to be my dad, right?
That's so convenient. Yeah.
So we go to, I go to dinner after. It was just me, my dad, another guy. My other guy left, and I'm like explaining to my dad how egregious this guy was. And at first, he was like, oh, you know, everyone gets the score wrong with their new. And then I like explained to him clearly, like I did, like, no, this was absolutely horrendously egregious.
Yeah, because it was not one hole, it was multiple holes, and when you add that up, that's egregious. I agree with you.
And he said no one that has played him so far had complained.
Really?
Now, yes.
That was the other question I was going to ask, is have you talked to other people that have played competitively with him?
I haven't talked to anyone that's played him yet, I believe. I don't know who has played him so far. I'd have to look when I go into work tomorrow on my schedule.
I think that's your next move, is to like get an honest opinion from those people that have played with him and then kind of move on from there. But I think what you experienced is probably what has happened in the past. So I don't think you just fudge on, you know, multiple holes and not have that be a pattern kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I did happen to look at his scores before this round. The first round, his score is 70, which is, during our max rule, the highest you can get is 72. So sounds like he kept it mostly honest there.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, he had a 65, which isn't unreasonable. And then last week, he had a 63. And this week, he had a 63 with egregious cheating. So,
yeah, so
sounds like, after the first week, did
he maybe kind of evolve into that kind of cheater, so to speak? Maybe he realized he was not consistent with his game, and he kind of was like, maybe I kind of have to make up for it kind of thing.
So, like, all the scores get posted up. So I'm thinking maybe people started like razzing on him or whatever and like made him feel self-conscious.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think his cheating has evolved from what it was, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But it was just, it's actually, it was literally, we were literally laughing waiting to hear what he said he got because it was clear he got the max every time.
That's wild. And can I ask you the age of this guy? How old is he?
Probably 8 years older than us, around something around there. Five, like definitely more than five, like 8, 10. Yeah.
Okay, so he's not young. He's just, he definitely knows what he's doing, and he's just okay with it, which is kind of crazy, but you know.
Dude, it was hilarious, but. Since it didn't affect me, I didn't say anything, but I'll tell you what. You know me. You know I'm a competitive guy. If he was doing it every hole, I would call him out every hole.
Yeah, like, and I've told you this when I play with you. If I count my strokes wrong, I want you to fucking tell me that I'm counting my strokes wrong. Because sometimes I mess up.
It happens, yeah.
But I want to be competitive, right? I want to have the correct score to be competitive with other people. I'm not a great golfer. I'm not going to say I am, but I want to be able to strive to compete with other people. So I'm not going to be dishonest with myself.
Yeah.
That's my thought process.
He's just cheating himself at that point too.
You really are. It's like, how are you going to improve when you're like posting these scores that are not truthful? Like, how are you going to improve your game if you're kind of lying to yourself kind of thing, you know? But whatever, man. Some people just need that reassurance by lying to themselves, I guess.
Yeah, I just had to bring it up because it was hilariously egregious. Like,
yeah,
I just can't get over how crazy it was. But yeah, so that was my golf story. That happened, and that's it. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we're kind of like we're an hour 10 in the show. I think we're going to wrap it up there unless you got any more you want to talk about.
Not much more, man. I was going to call Fred out at the wedding. Not the wedding, but, you know, outside of the wedding, right? I don't want to, like, confront him or whatever. But I was going to about the podcast and everything else, so I want to mention that. But you're lucky, Fred. I didn't lay it on you. I didn't want to. So I just want to mention that.
Oh, yeah. I was telling you to talk trash to him, and you didn't.
I didn't, and there was like multiple things I could have talked trash about. I just didn't, you know. I wanted to keep the vibe, you know, even cool, you know, calm, collected, you know. I didn't want to ruin the vibe, so I held back. But we'll talk, Fred. We'll talk.
All right. We'll have to have you back on with Fred. You guys can hash it out there. According to Fred, you need to make solid plans with him to hang out or whatever. I don't know what the deal is.
I will mention that at the wedding, I said, you know, you can also come to Greensboro. I don't know what the reception was, you know, there, but potentially you could, you know, but whatever. I also need to go out to there to visit him too. So
meet him or Raleigh.
I will do that. I will do that. I promise. I will. I promise.
Don't keep empty promises. You guys got to meet up.
We will. We will. I appreciate Fred. I enjoy who he is as a person. So I will. I will most definitely will.
All right. But I think that's it. Media of the week. I think we can both agree it's Euphoria by Kendrick, the Drake gist.
I was going to say that as mine. So yeah.
That was amazing. I guess we could talk briefly about like he destroyed Drake. I mean, so the people complaining about this song Euphoria, it's a diss song, right?
It's six minutes long. Yeah.
It's not supposed to be like Drake's little push-ups, like, oh yeah, get hype. Oh yeah, you said a couple things about him. Yeah. No.
Oh, he's got small feet.
This man dissected Drake and destroyed him.
Like, all right, so I want to say that clearly, like, he has more info. Like, he's like, I got so many truths I can say, yada, 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 but I'm not. So it's like he's holding back, and I feel like there's going to be multiple rounds coming up. So we'll see how that plays out. But I had goosebumps. I had goosebumps when I listened to that track the
Yo,
first time.
me too. Me
I'm not
too.
gonna
Like,
lie.
me
And I
too.
that's hard for me to actually kind of achieve with a song. So like I think Kendrick won, right?
Oh,
Like
easily.
already. I mean, like That was also a fire track. You have Metro Boomin
Yeah.
producing that. And Metro Boomin is, I think, the best producer right now. So it's like it was a fire track. I think he won it off the bat, and then he won it again. So it's like,
Yeah. I don't
what do
want
you?
to take anything away from push-ups. Push-ups was pretty good, but Kendrick just
It
beat him.
wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I'm not gonna lie. But I think Kendrick just his flow, his change of flow was just crazy. And he kind of used that to his advantage because he talked about like how Drake had used like accents and whatnot, and then he was like saying like, oh, I'm using like different types of flow, but I'm like actually using
Crow.
it to my
Crow.
advantage. So it was crazy.
Yeah, and it's just the only thing that's tough about Kendrick winning. The
Is
Drake
that?
Dick Riders are wild. They are wild. Like, they will
I mean,
never.
I feel like the
Oh
Drake fan base is just like so much bigger than Kendrick's,
yeah, but
unfortunately, just because.
there's so many straight up Dick Riders. Like,
Because
no
Drake is
matter
very,
what.
very
Yeah.
pop focused, so you're gonna have that pop genre, which is like a ton of people, and Kendrick's very rap focused, which again he kind of alluded to the song in his song, Euphoria, like, yo, keep
Yep.
making those beats that are popular, I'm gonna rap kind of thing. So don't know, I think Kendrick won for sure.
But yeah. I think that about does it for season 4, episode 36, I think. I
Numbers
believe
don't
it's
matter.
36. Huh?
Yeah. Numbers don't matter.
You guys saw what episode number it is when you clicked it. Don't worry. Yeah, it is 36. All right. That's it.
Yeah,
Brad Johnson, thanks for being on. No, I really do appreciate you co-hosting. Every time I ask you, you always say you're good to do it, and I really appreciate it.
no, I mean, I'm honored to be on this podcast. I fully support you guys and what you're doing, so I'm always
We
going
do.
to
I do
be
appreciate you
available.
listening. I
I'm
really do
always going to
appreciate
be
you listening.
available.
All
Just
right.
letting you know.
We'll remember that. We'll remember that. If Fred takes an even longer break, got you penciled in for next week.
2 weeks in a row of Brad Johnson. I don't know if the full circle listeners are ready for that. I don't think they are.
We'll do a poll. Are you guys ready for another week of Brad Johnson? Not really though. Not really though.
No, I want to hear Fred's take on the wedding, honestly. I'm
I
looking
do
forward
too.
to it.
I'm
I'm
ready.
looking forward to it. Next week,
But all
I'm
right.
listening.
All right, guys. That's it. Let's get the outro that the wonderful Nikki made, and we'll get out of here. It's not playing. I don't know what. Oh no, it's not playing. Thanks for listening to Full Circle with
Where's Fred
Nick
when you
and
need him?
Fred. You can catch us, we'll be back next week. That is the outro for this episode. See you guys next week when I find out how to stop the recording. I found out how to stop. Okay, bye guys. See you later.